Your 8 o'clock news is read now by Brian Jennings.
In the general election, the outgoing Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, has failed to secure re-election to Dáil Éireann. The Fianna Fáil TD lost out to Fine Gael candidate Edward Timmins in the Wicklow constituency's final count. However, the outgoing Minister for Agriculture, Charlie McConlogue, has managed to hold on in Donegal. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.
The loss of Stephen Donnelly will be a blow to Fianna Fáil after a strong electoral showing has put the party in first place overall in general election 2024. However, the outcome wasn't a total surprise, given he took the last seat in the Wicklow constituency in the last general election and was under pressure again this time. Mr Donnelly was first elected a TD in 2011 as an independent. He then became a co-founder of the Social Democrats before leaving the party to become an independent again briefly and then joining Fianna Fáil in 2017. The loss of his seat this morning is a boon to Fine Gael, with party leader Simon Harris taking in his running mate Edward Timmins. Meanwhile, in Donegal, another minister from the outgoing government has managed to hang on. Fianna Fáil's Charlie McConlogue took the final seat in his constituency shortly before midnight. His win comes at the expense of the independent TD Thomas Pringle, who loses out. It means that Fianna Fáil takes two seats in Donegal, Sinn Féin takes two seats, and the final seat goes to Charles Ward of the 100 Redress Party.
Counting is now being completed in 38 of the 43 Dáil constituencies, with 162 of the 174 Dáil seats now filled. Fianna Fáil has so far won 43 seats. Fine Gael and Sinn Féin each has 36 seats. Kildare North is due to resume counting at 9 o'clock this morning, Louth an hour later, and Cavan Monaghan at 1 o'clock this afternoon. A decision on a recount in Cork North Central will be made at 10 o'clock this morning. Tipperary North is due to begin a recount at 11 o'clock this morning. The US President Joe Biden has signed a full and unconditional pardon for his son Hunter Biden, despite saying he would not do so. Hunter Biden pleaded guilty to tax evasion charges and was found guilty of gun-related charges for which he was awaiting sentencing. Our Washington correspondent Sean Whelan.
In what is likely to be a controversial move, President Biden decided to reverse a long-standing policy of not using his presidential powers to protect his son Hunter because he said Hunter Biden was being selectively and unfairly prosecuted. The president claimed Hunter Biden has been prosecuted only because he was his son, and that, he said, was wrong. He said there had been an effort to break Hunter and, by extension, to break him. He said there was no reason to believe it will stop here. Enough is enough. Asking for understanding from the American people, President Biden said he believes in the justice system, but also believes what he called raw politics had infected the process and led to what he described as a miscarriage of justice. Hunter Biden, a former crack cocaine addict, was found guilty by a jury in June for lying on a gun purchase form in 2018 by checking a box stating that he was not using illegal drugs. In September, he pleaded guilty to 9 federal tax charges. He was awaiting sentencing. Sean Whelan, RTE News, Washington.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Looking for lower cost heating? Why not upgrade to an award-winning HVO biofuel-ready Grant Vortex condensing boiler? Visit grant.ie.
It'll be generally dry today with long sunny spells. There'll be a few showers, most of which will be in the west and north. It'll turn cloudier in the southwest this evening. Highest temperatures will range from 5 to 9 degrees.